Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday of Easter, year A. Today we also celebrate Mother's Day. Our readings taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verses 22 to 31, Psalm 66. The first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 13 to 22, and the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. And we pray. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we know you by many names. You are called Creator, Sustainer, Savior, Friend, Master, King, and Sovereign Lord. Most of all, we know you as love. We have come to praise you for that love that holds everything and holds us. For that love that accepts us as we are and enables us to become what you meant us to be. For that love that comes from above and empowers us to begin again. We pray that we will receive your word of love. For Christ's sake, amen. Then we have the hymn, Come Down, O Love Divine, CPWI 270. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Knowing God. Knowing God. The scene described by Luke in our first lesson today, from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verses 22 to 31, takes place in the second of Paul's three missionary journeys. Paul preached in Thessalonica and caused such an uproar that he and Silas were secretly ushered out of the city under the darkness of night to the city of Beroka. In Beroka, the same thing happens, but on this occasion, Silas and Timothy remain behind while Paul is sent away. Paul is taken as far as Athens, where he decides to stay until Timothy and Silas can join him. While in Athens, Paul is distressed by the number of idols in the city. He began to engage in debates with the Jews in the synagogue, with the people in the marketplace, and even with the philosophers. In today's reading, Paul is delivering his speech in front of the Areopagus, a rocky hill near Acropolis. The idolatry of the Athenians is deeply offensive to Paul. He compliments them on their religious devotion and piety, which is reflected in the large number of altars, shrines, and idols throughout the city. They are so religious that they have made provision for the worship of an unknown God. As Paul addresses this issue, He provides a wealth of information for those who do not know God, the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who is Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul points out that God is not unknown. Paul states, "What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands." Acts chapter 17, verse 23b and 24. For those who do not know, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in it. God is so great and omnipresent that God does not live in shrines, temples, or churches made by human hands. In addition to being creator, God is provider. Paul emphasizes, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. Verse 25. God is not far from us. Paul states, for in him we live and move and have our being. Verse 28a. Paul affirms God's love by pointing out that while God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Verse 30. Why repent? Because God has set a day of judgment on the one who will judge the earth. Paul affirms that Jesus has been appointed to judge the hearts, minds, and actions of all human beings. How do we know that Jesus is the judge? Paul affirms that Jesus is the judge because God raised him from the dead. Is God unknown to us? Our Psalm, Psalm 66, speaks to us of some of the attributes of God. The psalmist emphasizes that God is worthy of our praise. He exclaims, make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Psalm 66, verse 1. The psalmist emphasizes, sing to God. How awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you, sing praises to your name. Verses 3 and 4. The psalmist affirms that it was God's power that turned the sea into dry land to enable God's people to cross the Red Sea. He affirms that God rules by God's might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. However, the people must praise God always. The psalmist ends by affirming that God always hears the prayers, that truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Psalm 66, verses 19 and 20. God, the creator, the provider, the lover of all God's people, always hears the prayers of God's people, and God always in love responds. Is God unknown? Our reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 to 22 reminds us that Christ, the Son of God, suffered for our sins to bring us into a special relationship with God. Peter writes, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh and made alive in the spirit." 1 Peter 1, chapter 3, verse 18. Peter affirms that Jesus has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Verse 22. So if we are still unsure of who God is, in our gospel from John 14, 15 to 21, Jesus, the Son of God, speaks with a knowledge of who God is. Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus affirms that on his return to the Father, he will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to dwell in each of us. Therefore, for those who believe, God is not some powerful being somewhere out there in the universe. God is Creator, Provider, Protector, Savior. God is Father, Son, and Spirit. And the good news is that God in the Holy Spirit, God's gift to us at baptism, dwells in us. The Holy Spirit is the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus when he says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20b, "I will be with you always to the end of the age." God should never be unknown to us. God desires us not only to know God, but to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Remember that to know is to love. And we love because God first loves us. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Love of the Father, love of the Son, abide in your church. Pour out your Holy Spirit of truth and challenge the narrowness of our vision and charity. We join our praises with all who worship and adore you, whether known or unknown. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Loving Father, you challenge the structures of the world with a justice that reaches beyond self-interest. Hold before us the standard of true peace. Keep us faithful to the ways of your commandments. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Loving Son, you challenge us with a new standard to live by. Comfort us with the consequences of our actions and lead us to repentance. Restore in all people the image of your glory. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Loving Spirit, breathe upon your frail ones your life-restoring presence. Raise us up to sing of your goodness and mercy. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Blessed Lord, you hold all souls in life. Bring all the departed to the place of refreshment and peace. Bring us to share in the life you give. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And so we have the hymn, How Great is Our God. How great is our God.
Yeah.
today, Mother's Day, we end with a special prayer of gratitude for our mothers. And we pray, good and gentle God, we pray in gratitude for our mothers and for all the women who have joined with you in the wonder of bringing forth new life. You who became human through a woman, grant to all mothers the courage they need to face the uncertain future that life with children always brings. Give them the strength to love and to be loved in return, not perfectly, but humanly. Give them the faithful support of fathers, friends, and family as they care for the physical, emotional, and spiritual growth of their children. Give them joy and delight in their children to sustain them through the trials of motherhood. Most of all, give them wisdom to turn to you for help when they need it most. Amen. And we have a special blessing for mothers. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be an especially bright benediction upon mothers everywhere on your blessed day, Mother's Day. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week, that God will be always present with you, and that you will be aware of that presence, and therefore you will always be thanking God for God's blessings to you. So we wish all mothers a very special Mother's Day and a week filled with God's presence, God's protection, and God's blessings. And we end with a special song for mothers, When God Made My Mother.
I bet you could have used a minute, just a little time alone. But you let me be your little shadow, following wherever you would go. Then I got a little older, and you gave me space to grow. I don't ever seem to tell you enough, but I want you to know, when God made you my mother, He knew who I'd need. When He picked you from the others, He could already see that you would be my hero and everything I wanna be. When God made all my secrets, and you never ever judge. And when I'm falling in my weakness, you give me strength to stand back up. No amount of miles could separate us, no place where I don't feel your love. You say I'm the gift that heaven gave you, but mama, I'm the lucky one. 'Cause when God made you my mother, He knew who I'd need. When He picked you from the others, He could already see that you would be my hero and everything I try to fill your shoes. 'Cause mama, it's me.